Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing. Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing. Wow, I love that. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Organic Nation Listening Club. Good morning, David on that chair. I love starting off the morning with that. Joyce Cooling. Love that song.
Yeah.
Good morning, David.
No, good choice. I've been digging the tune, and thank you for that selection. And I think I got it right this morning to last week.
You got it on time, and I thank you so much. It's such an a boost of energy. I love her music. I love the upbeat. You know, that's what I call my riding jazz when I want to go on long trips if I'm driving. I love to have that kind of music on. Keeps me pumped up, keep me driving, keep me going.
Well, that
so
looks like the theme of this show is ride, so we'll get back to that.
Yeah, you know that?
That you said that. So how you been doing?
Yes, sir. I have been doing awesome. You know, I'm going to jump right into this because I'm so excited about it. You know, we got another conviction of a white officer killing an unarmed black kid that was 17 years old in Chicago this past week, just the other day, yesterday, you know, everything came out. And on top of that, everybody, you know, this went on for a whole year. This was a year-long fight. The great thing about it is the protest made the difference. And I was trying to tell my son this, and I was saying back in the day when we were younger, that's the first thing we do. We hit the street. It was protesting. I saw a lot of protesting when I was growing up. I was able to have a privilege to be around the Black Panther group and see some of the things because of my mom, you know, and to see how you protest in a place. We had been shot at. I remember protesting an ice house in Fifth Ward because we couldn't go into it. And I was a kid, and I remember that. We couldn't go in. They didn't want us in this ice house, you know. And I remember them coming out there with a shotgun shooting at us. So I remember how protest makes a difference, a difference in everything. And they didn't let it go. They did not let it go to where it ended up taking the DA's job. The mayor is not going to run again because his job is gone because they felt like this was a cover-up for the police officers. And if you could see the tape, he shot that boy 16 times. The first shot put him on the ground. So the next 15 shots was while this kid was laying on the pavement. That was the sad. I saw the video. You need to go look at the video. It's one of the saddest thing. You got to be ready for it. One of the saddest things, and then they're going to try to be slick on one of the cops. They need to prosecute every cop that lied with that man, too. If he is guilty of murdering this kid, they are guilty for trying to cover it up. If it had not been for that judge that made them release that tape, he would not have been filed on. It never would have went to court. They tried to keep it covered. They tried to keep a lid on it. That's why the DA lost it. How are you going to do that? Are you kidding me? It was more than 8 cop cars out there, and nobody would have had no tape. Yes, they had a tape. They just would not release it because they knew what was on it. They knew it was straight-out murder, and this was a kid that was on PCP to the car, and he wasn't going to. You need to see the tape. But I'm just excited to know that we have gotten another one. You know, they convicted this man here in Texas for shooting that kid in the car, just unloading. So they convicted him of second-degree murder. Now this dude is second-degree murder. It sets a precedent to say, look, you got to stop now. I know they can get at least 6 years, but they can get as more as they can get as more as life. Because, again, second-degree murder, I think it goes 6. I know the least is 5 or 6 years. But you have disrupted somebody else's life because you were, to me, they're no more better than a murderer that's walking on the street. So they need to be done the same way they would do a murderer. If you are afraid of unarmed, most of these people that you are killing are unarmed children, some of them are even children. Are you kidding me? You should not do that job. That's not the job for you. I can see if you are. Now, wait a minute. And then let's put a color on it. Unfortunately, I have to, before we go into another song. I know we got to get to one. But did you hear about this man in South Carolina shot up all those cops? Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
You did? Okay. He was a white man.
No.
And they was able to arrest him. You want to fight for your life and he was shooting at your ass? You want to fight for your life? He was shooting at you. He was trying to kill you. But how was it that you was able to arrest this man without killing him?
Yeah.
Because that wasn't the first thought on your mind to do. First thought on your mind to kill that white man. But the first thought on your mind to kill when it's a black guy is to just kill him. Like a dog. Let's just put him out of there, you know. Like a rabbit dog. Let's just get him out of the way and get him on. That's how less they think of black skin. Has nothing to do with gender it is anymore. It don't even have anything to do with age anymore. They are killing children.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be men, just men, raping a black woman. Seven the kids, you know. But now they are killing. They're just trying to decimate. Trying to do another genocide behind a badge and letting everything be okay. Just like it ain't no different than when the KKK would come to your yard and hang your husband in his yard and get away with it. What's the difference? What's the difference? Because we are condoning it now? Who is the grand jury? What is the grand jury? Can I get on one? Let me bless somebody. What do they do? Do they pressure you into making those decisions wrongly? I don't understand that. How a lot of these people have gotten off. Finally, we got to. Maybe other states will follow suit and start filing real charges against these. These are serial killers. Serial killers. They're looking for a certain type of person. Don't care what age is, as long as they're black or people of color. You know, that's what serial killers do. That's what they do. When you see serial killers, and usually when they do serial killing, they go after a certain. She got black hair, this tall, that color, eyes look like this. Same thing with them cops doing with black people. Oh, okay, she's black. She's black.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
Then I stop you. And it's so sad. But let's go. But I'm just happy to let you. I hope you guys are looking at it.
That's a good subject matter because we have to
really
focus on that. Because it's important, like you said, the protesting is very important for people to rise up. But also, these cats, they're gangsters.
And now it's time for them to get this woman here in Dallas and kill this man in his own house.
They more gangsters than gangsters.
They are a gang. That's exactly what they are.
We agree because they got the law with them, so they can go out and, like you just said, and do their thing. And they like doing it. So these are some demented, devilish people. They, you know, and only with Christ, man, you know. I don't know. You know,
you got people
out there for Christ that's going to deal with that.
Some people are standing behind the cross and ordaining a lot of this. It's no different. It's just not. The only difference of it is now they don't have a white sheet over their head. That's the only difference. They are standing out in the open. That is the only difference from the time that when my parents and their parents and their parents before them were going through persecution. They're persecuting us, but they're just doing it in the open now, on film.
Yeah. And then you have a
because they're doing it in the name of the law.
Yeah, and you have a president who came in. They say, oh, now it's our time now. Yeah, I mean, Obama was in, and they was doing it with Obama.
They were really doing it with Obama, and they did it. They were doing a lot of it. A lot of this came when Obama was in office, but I think that was trying to do a shift of power to let y'all know, okay, we got that. Y'all got that nigga as a president, but we're going to show you he ain't running nothing still.
Yeah, yeah.
I really believe that. And excuse me for saying it. I'm not trying to say Obama was nigga.
No,
I'm telling you, this is the
let's
mindset.
Let's come back to that. That's a good thought. We're going to come. We will come back because we need to discuss this more, Hummingbird, because I think you're on the right track, on the right path. But this is another one of your tunes because you like to ride, and let's just ride. And then come back, and then you keep that thought. That's a beautiful thought.
Most definitely.
Thank you.
find your way back home. Wow. You know, that's nice, too.
Boney James. Good choice.
That's not Boney James. That's not Boney James.
That wasn't Boney James?
No.
Ride?
That wasn't Ride. Ride is with Boney James and Jaheim. That was George Howard.
I see what you're talking about. That was the newest one you gave me. And I threw that one in.
Which
Sorry.
One? This one?
Thank you.
No.
I think we got Boney James coming up, I guess.
Yeah, this one.
I'm still getting it together, son.
Yeah, I see. That's all right. That's all right. It was a nice piece. Nice piece. Very nice piece for Halloween.
That's Ben. Kirk on Weekend Forecast. What's
that?
That's
not Ben. No. Don't do that. No. No.
I'm totally lost.
And when it is.
Sorry, you guys.
Okay.
The audio guy is messed up.
Find Your Way Back is the name of that song.
One of these days, you know.
That was one of those. Well, what was I talking about before we had gotten to the misunderstanding of David and Archery and this music selection? What was I saying? Oh, we were talking about the convictions and what I think. We need more of these, and hopefully Texas and Illinois have set a precedent to make more people be accountable for their mistakes, because if you take that police, if you take the badge away, take whatever color uniform they wear, I say blue, take all that away, underneath that is a man. And then some of this, I understand that the job can be dangerous, but this is foolery what they're doing. I'm telling you, this is genocide. I think those are racist, KKK skinhead or whatever you want to call them, undercover, and they've got on this job to specifically do that. I really do. They just got to get the right time to do it, to start doing it, to be able to get away with it. They're murderers. So they're no less than a murderer. They're no less than murderers. And then it's unprovoked murder. It's not like somebody was doing something to you. You went out to seek and destroy somebody's life. And that's murder anyway. And it is so sad that people of color, we're still fighting. 2018, we're still fighting the same fight that our ancestors were fighting. And it is Jim Crow. And it's 2018 Jim Crow.
Yeah, which is, I'm a good statement. Because I remember, I lived in Watts, so, before the Watts Rebellion, and they just imported a bunch of people from the South to come and be police officers in Los Angeles. And they was cruel, man. They was cruel. They were very
Y'all had enough cruelty up there and not banging people from the South. Y'all had some foolery up there, too. It is just...
That's what I'm saying. They was cruel. I mean, they recruited... This mayor, he recruited these people from down South to come and deal with the black people.
Y'all was a fool before they... Y'all was a fool before they brought people up there. Y'all was doing the fool way before then. So, and I'm not saying
what
that they didn't add to the foolery, but y'all had some craziness going way before then. And it has nothing to do with the geographical area where the white people live. They're just racist as white people. Everywhere. And they have something to do. You can go in the history of histories and go back and find these people in certain areas. I thought it was, there's a spot somewhere that you can find where there wasn't so much persecution. And I guess it is levels. I guess it is degrees. Well, no, they don't kick 10 black niggas. They just get one or two. I'm just glad that now we have something in the history books to say that somebody's going to be accountable for all of this recluse of murder in the name of the law. That's my issue. In the name of the law. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's sad that someone had to lose their life behind it, though, you know? That's the sad part about it. That you're going home and you've been stopped for something as simple as a tail light or somebody harassing you, because sometimes they just stop you because they see you black and they think you're going to have a warrant, so they want to see if they can be able to get you and then get your car and get all of that. But then you get into a situation that you get a trigger-happy, undercover, racist cop. And he knows that if I do it just right, I can kill this nigga and get away with it. And I say the word nigga because this is the way they're thinking. They're not saying, I'm going to kill this black man. They're not thinking you as a man. But if they think of you as a man, they wouldn't shoot you. They're thinking you less than a man. They're thinking you less than an animal because some of them won't even shoot an animal. But I've seen one shot a Rottweiler that hurt my heart. Hurt my heart because it's a beautiful Rottweiler. Oh, hurt my heart. I said, they didn't even have to shoot that dog. But that lets you know they would be the trigger happy. They're scary. So why you get a job where you have to decide, you know, have to make the choice to if somebody lives and dies in your punk? Stay your ass at home and do something in the office. Protect your family. Don't put nobody else in life in jeopardy because you're scary. Okay. So. Just letting you know that's from the mind of Andrea Renee Taylor Chase to let you know that this is how I think that they are doing things. And with Chicago not only getting the cop to go to jail, but also affecting the DA that covered it up and affecting the tenure of the mayor, they stepped and did a whole lot more than just getting the cop. They started getting the people around the cops that did it. Now they need to get the police officers that helped them hide it. They got the DA. She is no longer there. She don't have a job. The mayor decided that he ain't going to run no more because he knows he can win. Anywho. And he knows that is going to be a black mark on his resume. That he didn't press harder to get that tape pulled out from the DA. He's the DA. Isn't the mayor the DA's boss? I don't know how it works in the state. Is it the mayor, the DA, then police chief, then the DA? Well, I think those are two different entities. Is it not? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
David?
I'm
oh, okay.
Being an organic nation listening club person listening to you, folks. So. With this organic talk, which is cool. You're on the Organic Nation Listening Club with Hummingbird, Organic Talk, and we cool. You keep talking, baby.
Okay, won't you be all right? Well, I was just wondering. I know this is time for us to go. We're wrapping everything up. It's 9:30. I could keep rattling on all day about this because it is very passionate in my heart. But I love the fact that the protest made it a difference and these people didn't stop. Let's get everybody else in line with everything else. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we can continue this dialogue because we in our fall-winter session, so it's the continuum. And that's what I'm working on with the record, Organic Nation Listening Club, with you on. It's the continuum. So this is going to keep going for a little bit, so. We good.
Well, no, I know that you was. I know we have another song to play. Don't we? We got Rob.
Yeah, I'm ready. But you have one last word.
Yeah, I was just saying. It's just a great day in America when you can say you got two white cops. We got to see what they're going to give them and see how happy we're going to be about this, because they are still murderers, and I think they should be under the same law as every other murderer that's out here, because you did it under the name of the law, and it's still wrong. It's wrong. So I want to thank you guys so much for listening to me, Adam. Thank you so much, David Arnett Cherry, for giving me this platform to do so. And join us back next week. And we're going to go into
You know you bad. You know you bad. You
hungry. Sometimes.
You bad. You bad, sister. Come on. Applause. I give that one.
I thank you.
So we're going to get back to some of the music. Hummingbird chose. She got a good ear for music. So let's just jam a little bit. And we'll come back next week. And we can continue this thing. There's a lot of stuff that Hummingbird have to say, so we good. We really good. You know, so here we go. Hopefully I can plug in the music. Here it comes.